Video. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, the disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, this morning's Gospel is one of those Gospels that showcases Jesus as the light of the world. His presence will always bring light. His presence in our life will always make a difference. But what is most important in this parable, in this gospel, is where he said, "If we have faith, nothing is impossible." So faith is the key. Faith is the key. Whatever that we want to do, especially in terms of our relationship with God, and we lack faith, it will be difficult. And how do we gain faith? Faith comes from hearing the word of God and believing the word of God and putting into action what we hear and believe. That's faith. Jesus told the disciples, for them to be able to cast out such a demon, it is only prayers. Prayers. My dear friends in Christ, this upcoming season of Lent is another opportunity for us to renew our friendship by intensifying our prayer life. We have to pray more. In a couple of weeks, in every parish in Los Angeles Archdiocese, we'll be having 24 hours adoration to the Lord. It is an opportunity for us to renew this faith in Jesus who is in the Eucharist. So we have to devote time in prayers and adoration. Yesterday evening, I celebrated Mass for the USC campus. They invited me for Mass because they were having a Black Month celebration. So I was there. I was so much happy seeing young men and women filling the church. They were there from the beginning of the Mass till the end. Young people. And when I was asking Father, tell me the secret, or tell me how you run this church. So he told me that every day they have Eucharistic adoration after Mass. And I told him, that is the secret. That is the secret. Every parish where we have Eucharistic adoration is going to inspire the people. Because Jesus himself, whom we adore, will touch the hearts of people and they will be coming. So we need to revive that. It's very important. Our parish is so beautiful, so unique. So we have to revive it so that this church will be full of people all the time we come to celebrate, because that is our faith. My dear friends in Christ, Jesus reminds us today, if we want to approach him, there's nothing impossible for him to do for us, but we have to have that faith. We have to be committed to him.